Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In U.S. politics, Democrats in the state of South Carolina went to the polls on Saturday to choose who they want as their party's nominee for president. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone is following the story.
It was an exuberant Hillary Clinton who addressed supporters in South Carolina after a sweeping victory over rival Bernie Sanders. Though voter turnout in South Carolina was light overall, exit polls showed 60% of the Democrats who did vote were black, and they overwhelmingly backed Clinton. That advantage could also pay off in upcoming Super Tuesday primaries in Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, and Virginia, all of which have large black populations. Speaking to supporters in Minnesota, rival Bernie Sanders vowed to fight on in the Super Tuesday contests when 11 states hold Democratic primaries or caucuses. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Early returns on Saturday from Iran's parliamentary election indicate major gains for reformists and moderates who favor engagement with the West. President Hassan Rouhani and former President Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani are also leading the race for members and the Assembly of Experts, which monitors the work of the Supreme Leader, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, and could choose his replacement. Cameroon's military has freed several hundred hostages and killed about 100 Boko Haram militants in a joint operation with Nigerian troops. This comes as U.S. envoys confer with Nigerian military officials about the possible deployment of U.S. military advisors to the region. Nigeria struggled for 7 years to stop hundreds of deadly raids and suicide bombings by Boko Haram. This is VOA News. Suicide bomber attacked Afghan security forces near the Defense Ministry building in Kabul. It happened Saturday, killing at least 12, wounding 13 others. That followed an earlier bombing in Kunar province that killed at least 13 and wounded more than 40 others. Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid told VOA the insurgent group carried out the Kabul bombing, claimed it killed 23 army officers and wounded many others. Taliban often gives inflated tolls in such attacks. Syrian ceasefire has brought relative calm to much of the country for the first time in years, but there have been some incidents of violence. The ceasefire was brokered by the United States and Russia at the United Nations. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador to the UN.
Let us be real. It is going to be extremely challenging, especially at the outset, to make this work. In a world of horrific crises, arguably no crisis has done more to threaten international peace and security or has inflicted as much human suffering as the conflict in Syria. We are all now broken records here in this council about the fact that this crisis cannot be resolved through force alone, that it will require a political solution.
Power also said the ceasefire truce does not apply to the terrorist groups, the Islamic State and the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front. At a town hall in Germany, Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg conceded his company has not done enough to police hate speech on the social media site.
You know, this is always a work in progress. I'm not going to claim up here today that we're perfect. We're definitely not. You know, our system relies on people in the community being able to reach out and tell us what they think is offensive. And then we staff teams of people, hundreds of people around the world, to be able to go look into those claims and follow the guidelines to take down the content that we feel is hate speech according to those policies.
German authorities are concerned about racist abuse posted on Facebook and other social networks as that country deals with raised tensions and outbreaks of violence against record numbers of migrants arriving in the country. They have pressed social media sites for months to crack down on hate speech. Finance officials of the world's 20 biggest economies meeting in Shanghai promised Saturday to use all policy tools available to promote global growth and avoid competitive devaluations of their currencies and to boost exports. The statement from the two-day conference said that growth should continue at a moderate pace in advanced economies and remain strong in developing economies. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.